Did you see, did you hear, this supposed brouhaha about a school in McLean, Virginia, that has outlawed tag? No tag. No tag. I believe the administrator who outlawed it was female. Now, I'm not making any comments. However, I think it is safe to say that it is more likely that a woman would be uncomfortable with something like that than a man. All the research indicates men are more aggressive, men are more risk-taking, men are more rough and tumble, even from childhood. I am not going to quiver in the face of political incorrectness here. Let's talk about it the way it is. Chances are it would be a female administrator. Now, I don't know that, and I could be wrong. However, some of you who have listened to this program even once a month could probably know that I would think, or you would predict that I would think that that's ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous overreaction to the new exquisite sensitivity about everything in our culture now. Well, just to show you I'm not so predictable, I don't know that that's ridiculous. Here's why. The supposed reason for getting rid of the game tag at recess was that the kids are too aggressive. Now, immediately, I would think commentators in the media, particularly those of conservative traditional bent, would say, oh, now tag is too aggressive. We're going to tap somebody on the shoulder. Tag is too aggressive now. Yes, sir, we're going to have our kids just be a bunch of people who can't cope with any aspect of life whatsoever, and the schools are going to lead the charge in making them this way and shaping them into little children who are just so soft and so sensitive and can't take any frustration. And, oh, he tapped me on the shoulder! Hold on. I've been hanging around in the media world long enough to know that it is not uncommon for the media to just give a bit and piece of a story out of context and leave out what would change many people's opinions. As a shrink, I heard the rationale be because the kids are too aggressive. I've been around kids. They can be real nasty, even more so nasty than they used to be when they were kids. Kids nowadays are, as a group, more aggressive, more in-your-face, more pushy, more mean-spirited. They just are, for lots and lots of reasons, but they just are. It wouldn't be a stretch for me to think kids aren't playing tag. They're pushing people down. They're kicking, they're punching, they're tripping. It's not tag. It's free-for-all, smash-face, football without equipment and no rules. I wouldn't doubt that. So I could see how an administrator would say, all we're going to need is one kid to get pushed down and get hurt, and somebody's going to come after the school. In our litigious society, that anything that happens to anybody, anywhere, anytime should not happen, and somebody's going to pay me if it does. I'll bet behind this, what looks to be ridiculous ruling, is that kind of fear. And the very real aspect that kids were getting pushed, punched, kicked, and the tag getting tagged with 2x4s, maybe not quite that far. And not all kids. Most of them probably wanted to just tap. But there was a significant number of them. Now, where I would argue with that ruling, I can understand the wiping it out. All right? You figure it's a big enough problem. It's been the source of all our recess problems, 82% of them. We'll just get rid of the game. Okay, I can understand that rationale. The problem I have with it is that we do too much of this. That's where I would make my argument. I believe that's just another yielding in the face. It's similar to when somebody wants to say a prayer at a school function. If there's one person out of 422 sitting out there that's offended because somebody says a prayer and says the name God, we got to stop it. All prayer got to go. All prayers got to go. Everybody going through airports now takes their shoes off. Why? Because one guy on a flight tried to do something with his shoe. So everybody got to take their shoes off. Everybody. Every single person. Grandma, grandpa, two-year-old boy, everybody. Again, I understand the wariness of it all, but there have to be other ways to sort through it rather than just to eliminate everything. And I think that's what happened with Tag here. There were probably some kids being nasty, and instead of dealing with the kids, they dealt with the game. Wipe out the game! Next thing to go is going to be sliding boards. That's right, because somebody fell off a sliding board. Take all sliding boards out of every school in the country, everywhere, at all. Get rid of them. Swing sets! Yep, somebody jumped off a swing too high. You know how you like to jump off a swing and land on your feet? They jumped off too high, broke an ankle. Get rid of swing sets. Get them all out. Got to get them all out. Radio shows, hosts, went over the commercial break. That's it. Eliminate all commercial breaks. We'll solve that problem. There'll be no more commercial breaks. No more time off during the hour. We'll talk straight through. Well, we haven't done that yet. On call with Dr. Ray and Friends, 877-ROME, R-O-M-E, 777. Tag, you're it.